After sweat treatment, the pain went away with next line of treatment.
So How long did it take?
About a month.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's clearly malignancy related, but I don't know it's a tumor bulk or it's perineal plaque. I don't know. I don't know really. I don't have a lesion to measure. Just symptomatically, she improved. She actually got put on docetaxel and ramucirumab as next line of treatment. And she started that March, and she still has a wonderful response now about 6 months later. I just had a repeat scan. Everything's under control.
So she had a partial response?
Partial response, yeah.
Any toxicity issues?
Well, it's actually, to her, it's a little heavier than pemetrexed maintenance
therapy. The docetaxel.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Any ramucirumab issues? Any
hypertension? Blood pressure. She has some hypertension, but easily managed with some lisinopril. Yeah, yeah.
Joe?
I was just going to mention with the docetaxel, I wonder how much the steroids helped, if this was a checkpoint inhibitor toxicity.
Hmm.
So that's the tricky part. So the pain preceded the starting of nivolumab and continue to worsen during nivolumab. So I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Sounds more like tumor progression. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. We just can't find
it. But you couldn't measure it. Yeah.
And the pain responded when you made a switch to a systemic chemotherapy regimen. My big concern about the docetaxel ramucirumab is the docetaxel. I mean, the ramucirumab, I think, carries relatively little toxicity. Mm-hmm. It's intriguing. The Japanese actually used a lower dose, partly because of toxicity issues. Instead of 75, they use 60 per meter squared, and outside of clinical trials, I tend to use 60 per meter squared now.
Interesting. I'm curious if you want to reflect on your experience with ramucirumab and gastric cancer. You were mentioning that to me before. Any comments about that?
Well, so to me, that does, to me, made a significant progress in gastric patients, pretty well tolerated, a single agent, and we can combine with taxane. In my experience, it works very well. It's relatively well tolerated. It has very good efficacy. I'm very impressed with it. So I kind of transfer a little bit to the lung patient. So I'm very generous in adding ramucirumab into the regimen in the lung patients. Yeah.
Any comments, Vinden, about Corey's thought about the docetaxel with the docetaxel ramucirumab? And is there anything else that you would combine ramucirumab with?
I agree with Corey that 75 milligram is tough for many patients. And I have not considered decreasing the dose to 60, but I think it's certainly a very valid thought. I've sometimes given the weekly docetaxel regimen, the 30 milligram per meter square, day 1, day 8, and day 15 off. And that was used to be a common regimen in the past. I think it's certainly something to be said about that. I don't combine ramucirumab with anything else because it has not been tested.